Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Don Gardner, and we're talking about a few exciting upcoming events happening over in Emery County. Don, it's a pleasure to have you in again. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Aiden, and good morning, Castle Country.
So let's talk about the first major event we have coming up. It's a part of the Wild Bunch Bike family. It's going to be your second annual poker run. And last year, this was a big success. Gave a lot of money back to the fire district around Emery County. But this year, it feels like it's a little more personal because the money raised from this cause is going to help the fire chief over in Emery, who tragically lost his home in a house fire.
Yes. The fire chief in Emery had lost his home, wasn't home at the time. Lost his home, everything. So this year we decided to direct the funds and whatever donations we can get for him to him to help him and his family.
You know, that's what I love about organizations like this is you're very community first, you're community oriented, you want to give back as much as you possibly can, and that really stands out in a time and age where it really feels like we're moving more towards individualism. So being able to give back to the community like this is always great to see, and I love everything that the Wild Bunch Bike family aims to do in the community.
We're hoping to make a big difference. We've incorporated and become a full 501c3 nonprofit charity, so any help that anybody can give us will help our community.
Now, this is coming up on May 17th, of course, weather pending, and we know in Utah, Mother Nature doesn't mess around when she decides she wants to spring those rains down, but it's scheduled tentatively for May 17th. Registration going to open at 8 a.m., with the opening ceremony and kickstands up at 10 a.m., and what really intrigues me about this ride is you guys are stopping at every fire station across Emery County, and that includes Green River.
Yes. We'll begin in Elmo. And we'll end in Green River, and we'll touch bases with all our fire departments.
You know, it's always fun to see though that you're getting everyone involved, because it feels like sometimes those towns in Emery, Green River, they get a little forgotten in events like this, but you're stopping at all of them, supporting that cause. So it's I love that you guys are taking the time to incorporate all 8 of these fire stations into this.
It's fun. It's exciting to help our community.
Now, it's going to cost $20 for the rider, $10 per passenger, and $10 per extra hand. But something you and I were talking about beforehand that really makes this stand out is this isn't just a motorcycle exclusive event. You guys are welcoming cars this year.
Yes, sir. We sure are. Anybody that wants to go on this run and support us, we're welcoming everybody.
Now, if there's someone listening right now and they're on the fence about whether or not they want to get involved in this, what would you tell them to encourage them to get up and get signed up for this event?
We have tragedies in our community all the time. And if something like this happened with my family, I would hope somebody would step up and give us a hand, because it's tragic.
And you know, that's the thing in the Castle Country is it feels like service comes first. When tragedy strikes, it feels like the community is always rallying around that people. And that's why I love living in this area. It's because there's so much community and so much goodwill towards each other.
We have an amazing community. Every time we put something out, it's people's gone out of their way to help. It's amazing.
Now, again, our guest is Don Gardner, and we were talking about the upcoming Wild Bunch Bike Family second annual poker run. Proceeds from that are going to go benefit the Emery Fire Chief, who tragically lost his house in a fire. Now, in addition to that, you have a few more events coming up. One that you and I are both pretty excited about is you're having a flag retirement ceremony June 14th at Orangeville Days, which lines up perfectly with Flag Day.
It does, and we're proud to present that from... And we have several flags that need to be retired properly.
And, you know, that's the thing that was kind of drilled into me as a kid, is you need to do this properly. They deserve this ceremony because that's our colors. That's our flag. So being able to give it the send-off it deserves, it's so important.
It is very important, especially to me.
You know, after that, coming up on the 4th of July, you guys are having a benefit bike show at Huntington Heritage Days at Canyonview Middle School. Let's talk about that for a second. You're so involved in the community. What made you want to do a bike show?
It's partly a fundraiser, but it gets us in the public's eye. We will be also doing the color guard for all of the parades in Emery County with this.
And you know, get it as a charity, getting it in that public eye is one of the most important things you can do. The more people know about you, the more likely people are to get involved. So these are several opportunities to get involved with it. So you have one coming up on May 17th with the poker run. You have one coming up at the flag retirement ceremony on June 14th. And then on the 4th of July, you have the benefit bike show. So really a lot of chance for you to introduce yourself to the community and the community to learn more about what you're trying to do with your organization.
Yes. And we have a website, www.wildbunchbikefamily.org. You can visit us on that at any time.
Now, Don, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yes. Our community is fantastic. This place is great. I love all you guys out there. Come and help us.
Well, Don, thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Don Gardner, and we were talking about the upcoming Wild Bunch Bike Family second annual poker run. That's going to be on May 17th. Registration opens at 8 a.m. in Elmo with a opening ceremony at 10 a.m., and after that, it's kickstands up. There's also going to be a flag retirement ceremony coming up at Orangeville Days on June 14th, and rounding out that slate of events, there's going to be a benefit bike show at the Huntington Heritage Days on the 4th of July. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.